It's here and now. Over the past year, there's been a string of police killings of unarmed black men from Ferguson to Baltimore, and it's prompted a national conversation about the use of force and the role of racial bias in policing. It's a discussion that's been shaped by the existence of videos that document those incidents. And as Northwest Public Radio's Rowan Moore Garrity reports, there's another conversation going on about those videos, this one inside police academies.
Russ Hicks trains police recruits at the Criminal Justice Training Center in Burien, Washington. In his office, Hicks pulls up video of an incident a student showed him just hours after it was released on YouTube.
1U1TT7.
Arizona Brazilian.
One round just went out.
Today, Hicks says that real-time feedback from debates about policing in places like Ferguson or Baltimore is almost inevitable.
At the start of the class, I usually ask, how's everyone doing? And then the hands start coming up. And they'll go, sir, did you see what happened in...
That's the start of a conversation Hicks says he tries to have with students every day.
It's that important politically, which is a reality of this job. And it's important to their families. Where are we going as a police work? Why did you do this? Are they going to be put in harm's way? The families are asking the same questions as the media. They're asking the same questions as the students themselves are.
Hicks says he's seeing more and more police recruits who reflect changing attitudes toward the profession. In a recent role-playing exercise, a student playing a suspect paused to ask the officer why he was being questioned in the first place.
When I was watching the student question why, I thought, that's where we're at right now. You may have to explain a little bit of what you're doing. People are not just going to do what the police say anymore. And that's okay.
The recruit who asked why is Gregory Baker. Where he grew up, Baker says fear and suspicion of the police were taken for granted. When it comes to videos of confrontations with the police, he says his friends and family tend to have a pretty consistent point of view.
They just look at it and they think cops are bad, or that's excessive force. In class, we look at it as a way to, what can we do different?
Of course, not all America's police academies are likely to use these violent episodes as case studies for reform. Seth Stoughton worries that for some instructors, video is just an excuse to dismiss public outcry over policing.
Some of them will talk about how little the public understands the nature of policing, how poor the public is at evaluating use of force incidents.
Stoughton is a former cop who teaches law at the University of South Carolina. He says historically, police have been far too quick to brush off community concerns. But police academies have a unique opportunity to move the needle.
The police academy is where civilians start learning how to think like a police officer and act like a police officer. They're switching their identity.
So Stoughton says it makes sense to have hard conversations about community police relations during that transition. Because
after 5 or 10 or 15 years in their career as a police officer, the civilian perspective is long forgotten.
Stoughton says keeping a civilian perspective in mind can prove invaluable throughout an officer's career. But it can also alienate a recruit from the department he's about to go work for.
I don't think I have ever spoken to an officer who hasn't heard the phrase, "Forget what you learned at the academy. Now you're going to learn how we do it on the street." It's almost universal.
Back at the academy, Russ Hicks says most recruits sign up with their hearts in the right place.
You want to help people. You truly care about people. And we want to make sure that you're there and you stay there. Because what happens in this profession, sometimes the informal culture will pull you away from that and you become kind of cold or callous or uncaring.
Hicks says tough, honest discussion is a good way to pull back. For Here and Now, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity.